You've written an article about the Miss Ellen Q show in Banff. I'm actually going to be the DJ at the Miss Ellen Q show on Friday night at Wild Bill's. I've noticed that you didn't print the name of Miss Ellen Q's new single in your article. I've not said it on the radio. I think the Not Safe for Work title of that single kind of gives a sense of the tone of the show that we might see on Friday night.
Miss Ellen Q, in all her fabulousness, likes to push our boundaries. And I think that's a great space to be in when we are discussing things like Banff Pride, yeah, which Miss Ellen Q and Joe Bembridge, the brilliant artist behind her, started a couple years ago.
People know what they're getting when they go to the Miss Ellen Q show with Misty Meadows and Visa Decline, a couple of her fellow queens who will be out for this one. But that's why they come out, because it gets a little raunchy. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty funny. You get some great dancing with Miss Ellen and the Pumas. And she packed in the Cornerstone Theater not too long ago. You were at that show, weren't you?
She retired all her best of sets. And so the show at Wild Bill's is going to be all new numbers. Now imagine all that choreography and practice that they have been doing. There's a new Puma they're going to unveil.
Right on.
Being a Puma has become like a little bit of a crowning glory.
Miss Ellen Q will be debuting her new single, the title which we can't say on the radio or print in the paper. But I kind of get the sense that this is working towards sort of a new musical venture for Miss Ellen.
I was talking with Joe, and when he started to explore what kind of music artist Miss Ellen Q would be, he discovered she's a white girl rap artist.
That's awesome. This already sounds like a fantastic evening. Friday night, Wild Bill's. Grab your tickets at Wild Bill's or go online to eventbrite.ca.